This is Akashwani, the news, read by Nishit Kumar. The monsoon session of Parliament will commence tomorrow and continue till the 13th of next month. During the session, several important legislations are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. On the eve of the monsoon session, government today convened an all-party meeting at Parliament House Annexe. The meeting was chaired by Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh. Over 50 leaders from 40 political parties attended this meeting. Just after the meeting began, opposition parties staged a symbolic walkout from the meeting over the participation of Nationalist Citizens Party of India, NCPI. The NCPI is a registered party that has participated in the West Bengal Assembly elections, and recently several rebel Trinamool Congress MPs have joined it. However, after registering their protest, the opposition members attended the meeting. Speaking to media after the meeting, Mr. Kiran Rijiju urged all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of Parliament and engage in constructive discussions on key issues.
There are various demands by various political parties for discussion. We have said that let Parliament function smoothly. Exactly what are the issues to be discussed? That has to be decided in the Business Advisory Committee.
Talking to media, TMC MP Mahua Mitra said that the entire opposition parties, including Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, JMM and Aam Aadmi Party, walked out from the meeting. She also alleged that NCPI is not a recognized parliamentary party.
Today the entire opposition, all parties have all walked out, all party meeting in protest because NCPI, which is an unrecognized party, these so-called rebel 20 MPs, their merger has not been approved by the speaker.
President Draupadi Murmu embarked on a three-nation visit to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania today. The visit to the three European countries is expected to provide fresh momentum to India's bilateral ties with the three countries, with a focus on expanding cooperation in trade, investment, technology, innovation, education and people-to-people exchanges. President of Zanzibar and the chairman of the Revolutionary Council, Dr. Hussein Ali Mwinyi, met Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan in New Delhi today. Zanzibar is a semi-autonomous region of Tanzania. It has its own constitution, president, House of Representatives and flag. During their meeting, they review the full spectrum of India-Tanzania relations and explore new avenues for future collaboration. The Vice President in a social media post said that the meeting reaffirmed the enduring India-Tanzania partnership and the special relationship India shares with Zanzibar, rooted in centuries-old maritime, cultural and people-to-people ties. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways will develop over 160-kilometer-long Rameshwar-Paradip Highway along Odisha's coast at a cost of over 8,000 crore rupees. It will pass through Khurda, Puri, Kendrapada and Jagatsinghpur districts, providing seamless connectivity between key cultural, religious, tourism and economic destinations along the state's coastline. The minister said the project will transform Odisha's coastal region by improving road infrastructure and boosting tourism and economic activity. Goa's Talegaon MLA and former Revenue Minister Jennifer Monserrate has passed away after a prolonged illness. She had been battling cancer for some time. She was the wife of Revenue Minister Atanasio Monserrate. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated PV Sindhu on winning the women's singles title of the Japan Open 2026. He described the win as a historic feat for Indian badminton and said that her determination and exceptional skills were on full display throughout the tournament. The series deciding third ODI between India and England is being played at Lord's in London. Electing to bat first, England were 211 for 1 in 33.4 overs when reports last came in. India made three changes to the playing 11, bringing in KL Rahul, Arshdeep Singh and pacer Prince Yadav. Fast bowler Jasprit Bumrah missed the match due to a knee injury. Players from both the teams were wearing black armbands and observed a minute silence to honour the legendary West Indies all-rounder Sir Garfield Sobers, who recently passed away. Football's greatest stage is set for a blockbuster finale of the FIFA World Cup 2026 as defending champions Argentina take on Spain at New Jersey tonight. The match kicks off at 12:30 a.m. Indian time. Argentina is one of the most successful teams in the FIFA World Cup history, having won the title three times. Messi's team will be looking to become the first team to successfully defend the FIFA World Cup title after Brazil in 1958 and 1962. And with that, we end this news bulletin.